You can actually search for Today in Black Twitter. It's curated by Mark Lucky, who is a former, I believe it's Today in Black Twitter. Is it?
Yeah. Hashtag Black Twitter. Daily digest of the latest hashtag Black Twitter discussions.
He has a whole
Mark S.
website
Lucky.
Now. That's blktwitter.news.
Interesting.
Todayinblacktwitter.com is the right. other one. And he was at Twitter for a long time, was an advocate of diversity at Twitter, and he was working, I believe, in their news department. And he just was so interested in the conversations that were happening on Black Twitter that he created this website that basically follows memes, news stories, pop music.
Is this empowering or is it segregating?
I don't understand
why
it's
segregating. There's no gilded gate to access this.
No, that's true.
You follow. The only difference is like, okay, maybe your feed is not as colorful as maybe it should be, and
right.
that makes people aware of like, okay, maybe I should be following and
so it can be inclusive.
Retweeting people who are more diverse too.
It can be inclusive by adding diversity to your own stream.
Yeah, this is a visibility thing. I think that's really important. You know, the idea that you have heard about, for example, you said like, I heard about Black Twitter, but how do I get there?
Right.
And the idea that he has this website that can say, hey, here's some, here's some things you can follow. Here's, you know, some parts of the conversation that you may have seen or may have missed or you need some context for. That's all visibility, in my opinion, and I think that that's really powerful. Because people are having conversations on Twitter about everything every day. If you had, you know, somebody that was like, oh, I have, you know, today in doxintwitter.com and it's just, you know, pictures of dachshunds, you would be
I could really use some diversity in my Twitter feed. Actually, I think you're really right. It's much more interesting.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the awareness too. Like when you hear about this stuff, like maybe, yeah, there are people working probably, you know, in your local industry too, who you should be following and paying attention to.
So in a way, this has some potentially some really valuable, because it can really increase your sphere, your awareness.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting. And maybe that's one of the real values of Twitter.
It is
to be used that way as opposed to a filter bubble.
I always feel like Twitter, like I imagine, like, you know, remember in The Matrix, right, where they see the lines of code falling. It's like, okay, I know exactly what's going on in the world now. And Twitter, from its inception, was always that. And it's shocking that we're so long now in Twitter's lifetime and the company just doesn't know, like, doesn't
have
know
no
how
idea.
To take advantage of that.
Or maybe they do and they just don't know how to capitalize on it.
Maybe, but at the same time, like, they've done so much to effectively harm that usefulness for Twitter to you, like the refresh limitations and the way they've handled third-party apps. Like, it's astounding. Like, I don't know if it's going to be any different under new CEO, old CEO.
And what's it kind of lends itself to? I mean, Facebook can't do that because Facebook, you follow your friends, you follow. Mm-hmm. Celebrities, but you wouldn't say, oh, I would like to get more diversity in my Facebook stream and then
No, that's the exact opposite of the Facebook philosophy. Facebook wants very much for your newsfeed to reflect your values and to amplify.
Because they learn more about you and monetize you for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they are, as we said at the top of the show, they are killing it money-wise. So clearly, it's making them money to keep our worldview nice and bubbled.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. So Twitter is the anti-bubble.
Yep.
And Facebook
potentially.
Yeah. And Twitter, because Twitter does not monetize you based on your followers and following, or does it?
Well, I think the
more you use it, the more you use it, the more ads you see.
Right.
And also, I mean, we're saying this as Twitter as it is now, but as we've seen, a lot of the trends of what Twitter is moving towards in terms of its features are kind of slowly stripping this away. You know, us like begrudging like media people who are all, you know, sitting around and worried about what's going to happen once we get an algorithmic feed. But that's really, you know, where it's moving towards. And that's that whole philosophical conversation about, is this good for Twitter? Which is not entirely linked, but it certainly plays a part in the fact that, you know, Twitter has been spending a lot of time trying to make these features to try and get more people on it. And maybe for some reason, you know, there's a disconnect between what people envision Twitter is and what Twitter wants Twitter to be over time. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we had this little conversation because I think that it's opened my eyes a little bit.